Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, here for another Saturday afternoon of praising and rejoicing the Lord and the great I Am, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I first want to give them all the honor and the glory for lifting my body up again so I can come into your eardrums. You know, I tell everybody out there, I deal with chronic pain. And for those out there who may be dealing with chronic pain or any other kind of illness, let me tell you something. Something about praising the Lord makes you forget about everything. You know, so take some time out to praise the Lord. It's better than any pill that they can give you at the pharmacy. Give them some praise, some honor, and some glory, and they will lift you up to a different dimension. All right. Okay, first I want to start out with the church announcements. Coming up June the 21st, we're going to have Youth for Christ. We're going to let the youth take over the radio show again and bring a message and through their music and their poetry of what they would like us to learn. All right, January the 28th, Minister Kimberly Hoback will be back, the Christian Life Coach. And if you go to the ministry's website, which is www.sisterpucci.com, spell SISTAPOOCHIE.com, you would notice that she has her own page there now. So you'll be able to contact her and also know exactly when she will be on and listen to her upcoming shows as well as her shows that have been archived. All right. February the 4th, we're going to have an interview with Ms. Rhonda Hayton. We're going to be listening to something from her today, and she's also going to bless us with some live pieces as well, so I'm looking forward to that. I have to also let you know that we do have a chat room that is open. I'm in and out of the chat room, but we do have a chat room host, Vince, but Vince is in Uganda right now, and as soon as he can get back to the United Kingdom, he will be joining you in the chat room. Until then, just come on in the chat room, sit back and relax and enjoy the show, and I'll be in and out, like I said, in between the songs. Now, every Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time, we have Bible study. That's every Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Bible study. You can go to the ministry also as well and get the information for the Bible study. And if you ever are listening to any of the episodes or the lessons, we're on lesson two right now with Elder Faye, you can always email spiritualcounseling@sisterpucci.com. If you have any questions about the Bible, you can actually email spiritualcounseling@sisterpucci.com, and the counselors would be very happy to help you understand the Word of God or answer any questions, or even if you just want to fellowship with another believer. That's what they're there for. Okay. Wow. It's just so much. You know, I'm really excited because it is the celebration of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday celebration that's coming up this morning, this Monday, not this morning, it's coming up on Monday. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is because a lot of times we drop the Reverend off, and he was a minister before he was anything else. And one thing, if you listen to any of his speeches, the thing that he did not do is he did not deny his Christianity. He used it as part of his theology of how he was going to spearhead the civil rights movement. And I think that's very important because it ties into the reading that I actually have for today. If this is your first time listening to me, if you didn't know, now you know. I always start the show out with a Bible verse, and this is what I want you to think about all week and meditate on and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you, and I'll constantly ask God for wisdom so you can understand the words that he has put forth before us. And we're going to go with Matthew 10th chapter, 32nd through the 33rd verse. And it says, "Whoever acknowledges me before man, I would also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before man, I will disown him before my Father in heaven." So when you're out there, and you're not around Christians, because it's very easy to be a Christian when you're around Christians. But if you're around some people who are not Christians, pray over your food. If you're around some people who are not Christians, mention the name of Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to offend man. I would rather offend man than to offend Christ, because he said, if you do that, that I will not acknowledge you in front of the Father. And if we look at Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's life, he acknowledges our Lord and Savior whenever he could. All right, everybody, we're going to get rolling with the show. First up on the mic is the Scott family, and they're going to be singing Clean. All right, that was the Scott family with Clean. Now, the Scott family is from the Chicagoland area, and if you're looking for a Christian group to perform at any of your events, you can definitely contact them at tytproductions@yahoo.com. And also, if you go to the ministry's website again, www.sistapoochie.com, S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E, there's a roster of all the contact information for anyone who has ever been played on the radio show. And there also is a podcast that you can subscribe to and download the show into your iPod, or you can go to the show's page and download it into any other MP3 player, and you will be able to get Minister Kimberly Hoback, the Bible study, as well as the radio show, all downloaded into your music device, so you can listen on the go. All right. Next up on the mic is Rhonda Hayden. Don't forget, she is going to be with us February the 4th, 2012. But for right now, we're going to listen to her with Praise.
This is where you belong.
That was Praise by Rhonda Hayden. And if you want to contact her, you can actually email the ministry at sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. Let me spell it one more time, sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. Also, you can use that email address if you are an artist, a poet, musician, or singer, and you want to get on the radio show, all you have to do is email that address, sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com, and someone will review your work and let you know when you will be on. Okay, next up on the mic is The Rapture Will Not Be Televised by Dr. McNeese.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled thought pattern to bring you this revelation. This is not a test. An emergency will be declared in this area.
No man knoweth the day nor the hour of our Lord's return.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. Put down your remote control because the rapture will not be televised.
You will not be able to ignore it, brother. You will not be able to log on. Check your email and log off. You will not be able to invite your friends and slip out for popcorn during commercials because the rapture will not be televised.
There will be no business as usual. You will not be able to lay low, sleep in, or chill out. You will not be able to watch for a while and then drop to your knees for repentance because the rapture will not be televised.
There will be no instant replay of graves opening, cars crashing, or holy people vanishing.
The rapture will not be broadcast around the world in 30 minutes on headline news. Bill Clinton will not be able to look directly into a television camera and tell you the truth as he sees it.
Republicans will not blame Democrats, but the angels will blame the Taliban.
The righteous will fly to friendly skies, but this flight will not be hijacked.
There will be wars, rumors of wars, and peace will be America's most wanted.
Miss Cleo will not be able to predict the rapture for 99 cents a minute.
The rapture will not be brought to you on DVD and stereo surround without commercial interruption.
Closed captioning will not be available, and Elvis will not be spotted.
Larry King will not conduct a live pre-rapture interview because the rapture will not be televised.
Do not place your hands on your television screen for deliverance.
You will not be able to touch and agree.
You will not be able to name it and claim it, and your love gift will no longer be relevant.
Johnny Cochran will not manipulate the heavenly court, and you will not be able to plead insanity for your sins.
The rapture will be an unsolved mystery. The Vatican will have no dirty little secrets, and the angels will know exactly where to find Osama bin Laden.
The rapture will not be brought to you by Xerox.
The rapture will not be back after a word from our sponsor.
The rapture will not be a Kodak moment.
The rapture will not double your pleasure.
The rapture will not be kid tested or mother approved.
The rapture will not kill germs that cause bad breath.
And you will not make this a blockbuster night.
The rapture will not be a test, and for the next 60 seconds you will not be told where to tune in for redemption.
The rapture will not be caught on tape, so you will not be able to pause and rewind.
The rapture will not be for mature audiences only.
Cops will not come to your rescue, and Green Acres will not be the place to be.
The rapture will not be brought to you by Parker Brothers, Comedy Central, or Burger King. Because it ain't no game, it won't be funny, and you will not have it your way.
There will be no hanging chads.
The rapture will not be interrupted by news just in from Kandahar, Afghanistan, or New York City.
There will be no world trade for the sinner. The president cannot declare war on the rapture.
The vice president will not be secure in an undisclosed location.
The rapture will not make you a millionaire because Regis will have no questions.
Mike Tyson will not be taking a bite out of the rapture on pay-per-view.
The rapture will not be coming to a theater near you.
You will not need tickets. This will be the final answer. No sequel and no rerun.
There will be no sneak previews and no makeup. The real stars wear white, and Men in Black will be the worst dressed.
Survivors will not win $1 million, but they will suffer tribulation.
You must not wait for the movie.
You must read the book.
The rapture may not happen this Saturday night, but the rapture will be live.
All right, that was The Rapture Will Not Be Televised by Dr. Lamont McNeese. And if you want to contact him, you can contact him at www.lmcneese.com. Okay, everybody, we're going to go back to the reading of the week. First, we're celebrating the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. That holiday is coming up and this Monday. And one of the things that I really stress with people is that we've kind of dropped the Reverend off of his name, and we really shouldn't, because he was a minister and he's someone who loved Christ. And I think that you can see it represented in the way he walked, the way he talked, the way he operated, in the speeches that he made. And so we're going to do Matthew 10th chapter, the 32nd to the 33rd verse, which says this: Whoever acknowledges me before man, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before man, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. As Christians, we got to start becoming very, very proud that we're Christians and being able to say we love Jesus no matter who's listening or where we're at, not worrying about being politically incorrect. We just love Jesus, and we just need to start honoring that, okay? All right, now next up is a very special treat, because DJ Frankie Vibe actually has a tribute mix to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. But before we go into that, I want to tell you a little bit about our resident DJ. DJ Frankie Vibe can be reached at www.facebook.com/Frankie.Vibe. Every Sunday, he mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.959.com. And then again from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. Now, he has a new show from the House of Inspiration. It's called the House for Inspiration Mix Show. It's a live broadcast on Ustream. He has that every Tuesday with Frankie Vibe and Minister Kimberly Hovak, who also has a segment on our radio show. And that is from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.themastersgroove.com. All right. And I also just want to congratulate Frankie because today one of his mixes was featured in South America. And if you're in Miami, Florida, Frankie's all over the place. But if you're in Miami, Florida, March the 19th of 2012, there is going to have a Miami Winter Music Conference, and Frankie will be down there doing what Frankie does best. Okay, everybody, I need you to get up, get excited, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye saints. This dance break is for us to celebrate not only our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the great I Am, but for a great man who made many sacrifices for us all as a people. All right, this is the dance break for the week.
Listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe. I bring forth the praise, she brings forth the word. God bless.
My Bible tells me that Good Friday comes before Easter.
for the crown we wear, that is the cross that we must bear. Let us bear it. Bear it for truth. Bear it for justice. Bear it for peace.
yeah, get that praise on with Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix by DJ Frankie Vi. God bless everybody.
When I praise him, I love that part, because when you praise our Lord and Savior, he just loves it. When you praise God, he turns around on his throne. He just loves it. We were born to do nothing but praise them. So we might as well start practicing now, because that's all we're going to do in heaven. All right. Thank you, DJ Frankie Vi, for that wonderful mix. I want everyone to go out and definitely support his ministry. If you need the contact information for him or any of the other artists, go to the ministry's website at www.sisterpoochie.com, spelled SISTAPOOCHIE.com. Okay, next up on the mic is Call the King by Daniel Woodson.
If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king,
King by Danielle Woodson. If you want to contact Danielle, you can contact her at danielle@inbox.com. All right, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendrick, and this is a special request for Golden Thread. And if you ever want to hear a song or request a song on the show, all you have to do is email sisterpucci@sisterpucci.com. I think I spelled it enough, and I will play whatever you request. But by special request, here's Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick. Thank you. Okay, that was Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick. All right, next up on the mic is I Want to Say Thank You by Lisa Page Brooke, featuring DJ Shaheem. He actually produced the song, and here it is. I Want to Say Thank You.
Yo, this your boy DJ Shaheem, Hot Mix. We giving God the glory. We giving God the praise. So,
just begin to whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him.
Lord, this is a song to give you thanks. Help me express myself, Lisa.
How you
All right, that was I Want to Say Thank You by Lisa Page Brooke, with DJ Shaheem actually producing that song. And actually, if you really like that song, there's a free download. So go to the ministry's website and under the artist contact information, and you'll find a link to get the free download for that song. The ministry's website again is www.sisterpoochie.com. Spell SisterPoochie.com. All right, next up on the mic is Forever by Kinfolk featuring Heather Eccles. You can actually review some of his music at Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com/BHECEO. All right, everyone. I extended the show just because I didn't want to be rushed. I had so many people to play and so many things to say. I didn't want to run out of time. Again, this is Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're celebrating not only our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Great I Am, but the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. This holiday is this Monday. I want to thank all of the artists for contributing to the show. Without them, we would not have a show. And I also want to remind everyone that every Wednesday night between 7 and 8 p.m., Central Standard Time, there's Bible study on Blog Talk Radio. And if you can't make it at that time, you can always listen to the archives. Elder Faye is not just teaching the stories of the Bible. she's teaching the message of the Bible. So it's some really important things that you need to get down in your spirit. I hope you all join her for Bible study. Also come back, and if you notice at the ministry's website, Minister Kimberly Hovak will do Christian life coaching, so you will know how to then apply those things to your everyday life. And soon, within the next couple of weeks, I will be doing the stories of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and so look forward to that. I just want to go back to the reading of the week, and I want everybody to meditate on and concentrate on it because, you know, Reverend Dr. King didn't deny Christ in front of anybody. You know, when he was out doing what he needed to do for our rights and the rights for all of us to become equal. So Matthew 10th chapter, 32nd through the 33rd verse says this: whoever acknowledges me before man, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before man, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. That is a very heavy statement. The next time you're around someone who isn't a Christian, don't be ashamed to say, I love Christ. I am a Christian. Have passion. Have zeal. Just be glad that Jesus died for you. Tell everybody. I don't care who they are. Just start telling people, because we are supposed to be spreading the gospel of Christ while we're down here and praising and worshiping our the great I am, as well as our Lord and Savior. So we might as well start now, because when we get to heaven, that's all we're going to be doing. Now, everybody, I've had an absolutely wonderful time. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for letting me come into your eardrums once again, and I hope to see you again on Bible study. I'm going to say it again. Go to Bible study on Wednesdays. I'll be back next Saturday, and the youth are going to take over the show, and we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here, but How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And if you want to contact them, you can contact them at Facebook, www.facebook.com/Society Hill Music. Everyone, have a peace and blessed weekend. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right, I'm out.